GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. ABC News is still trying to confirm that alleged Pentagon documents leaked and posted to social media are legitimate, the real deal. They make it seem as U.S. intelligence had insight into Russian plans to fire missiles at Ukrainian cities. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
The specific details in the documents indicate the U.S. has likely been spying on Ukraine and other U.S. allies.
Russian attacks in the east, southeast, and northeast of Ukraine this weekend leave several people dead and injured, say Ukrainian officials. Memphis and Nashville, Tennessee's councils could act in the next days to reinstate the two black Democratic state reps ousted by the Republican majority for joining a gun control demonstration. They're Justin Jones and Justin Pearson.
It's a historical abuse of power, and the supermajority Republican legislature, who would rather expel our voices and try to expel our people's voices from the people's house rather than address the issue of gun violence.
That's Pearson. He says the last straw was the Nashville school shooting. This is ABC News. Violence on the ground and from the air, despite Easter, Passover, and Ramadan converging for the first time in 30 years. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
Israel says it struck targets in Syria in response to rockets fired into its territory overnight. Israeli artillery and drones hit a Syrian army compound after six rockets were launched, its military says. It comes amid escalating tensions in the region, triggered by clashes over a holy site in Jerusalem.
The Mideast is part of Pope Francis's Easter message from St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican through a translator.
May there be a resumption of dialogue and a climate of trust and reciprocal respect between Israelis and Palestinians.
Along with inflation in this economic category, what goes down makes people's spirits go up.
It's a good sign for potential home buyers. For the fourth straight week, the average long-term mortgage rate took a slight dip. The benchmark 30-year rate slid to 6.28%. It was down from 6.32% the previous week.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Out. You don't need the spotlight right now.
songs and they sing along. Scatter words like pennies off the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, will you expect it? There to be a slow decay. Sometimes the story gets an end. With a fast car getaway, take a bow. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last. Be my anchor song.
take. I might get lost along the way, and I might die before I wake. Be my anchor, something I can take. Yeah, when I drift away. Yeah, when I drift away.
Sync Radio, we are local music, the Mascot Theory, When I Drift Away, Fast Car Getaway before that. You know, the new album from Mascot Theory is so good.
It is smoking,
it's
Jimmy K.
Every song on it is so good.
The version you just played, I mean, they've had various versions. Is right. that a live version, or is it just a feeling of a live version?
So that version was a single that Eric sent us back in the summer, and
nice.
It's on the new album that's out right now.
I am digging that a lot.
Yeah, and they're going to, for those of you up in northwest Wisconsin, Mascot Theory with American Scarecrows and
Ooh.
Miles Nielsen.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in Minneapolis.
Nice.
Or
That's
no,
a good trio.
No, I'm sorry. Correction. Yeah, St. Paul. In St. Paul. That's going to be a good show right there.
Close enough for rock and roll.
Oh, good stuff. That was the trio plus town that did Flannel Fest a couple of years ago, and that was just off the wall bonkers. It was so fun.
I hope your Saturday evening is going well. It's a beautiful evening now. Maybe you're having a fire in the backyard listening Ooh. To Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy
like
K.
It.
Here with Rocker, Terry Barr.
Hello.
Rocker, we still got plenty of show ahead of us.
Jimmy, we sure do. Coming up very soon, Molly Fish, singer from Civil Engineers, new Madison bookstore opening up, Lake City Books. We'll be talking to her in just a moment about the grand opening party happening April 22nd. And the Devil's Lair, they just walked in. They're in the lobby right now setting up music. Shawn Michael Dargan Trio, they're going to be jamming for us for 9 to 10 p.m. in the Devil's Lair. And then Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. with Wizard Hammer. We're going to interview Wizard Hammer tonight.
And again, they are one of the featured bands next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, as we take this radio show live on the road to the Wisco in Madison.
Live radio at the Wisco.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so much fun. Mm-mm.
Jimmy, we're back.
We're back. Back with a vengeance.
Hey, can we go somewhere?
Well, you know, no.
Okay.
No. We've been here. All night.
I mean, we're back at the Wisco.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah. We've done many a radio show from the Wisco.
Yes.
Back when this was Jimmy K show.
Yeah.
On
it was the same show, just different.
Max Inc. Radio, the station.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to ask if I
know,
missed something.
I know. There's a lot of back history and story, right?
For sure. You know, the one thing I really want to resurrect from the Jimmy K show days at the Wisco and bring to this show is the dumbass news.
Oh,
we got to bring
Jimmy.
Back the dumbass news.
Oh, there's already too much fake news. All we got to do is turn on. Well,
okay.
I'm not going to say it.
In all seriousness here,
I was going to bleep you if I had to.
In all seriousness, last week, I wasn't here. Rob Roberts filled in. Thank you, Rob. But that afternoon, I went to the High Noon Saloon to see a matinee rock and roll show. It was with Rogue Rat, who released their album with Cold Black River and Warhawk. I missed Warhawk, unfortunately. I wanted to see them at work, you know. Cold Black River, they started their set off with Riding the Storm Out from REO Speedwagon.
No kidding.
Which blew everybody away. It was April 1st, you know.
That is awesome.
Oh.
And Rogue Rat was awesome. But the reason I'm bringing this up, it was an afternoon show. Doors at noon, show at 1, done at 4.
Yep.
And, you know, I love it. I absolutely love it. And what do you think about the afternoon matinee show?
Well, let me tell you, Jimmy, Iron Plow just played a show a couple weeks back at the High Noon Saloon. We played at 2:30.
There you go.
There was a band before us and a band after us. And that place was packed.
Oh,
I couldn't believe
it. So people are loving this.
Oh, they love it. And, you know, I mean, we were thinking to ourselves, like, is it easier to get people to come out to a show at 2:00 in a Sunday afternoon or at 9:30 on a Saturday night? And I'm starting to toss it up in the air. I'm not really sure.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you like the matinee shows? Should there be more matinee shows around the Madison area or around the Wausau area or Green Bay. 844-967-2789. I tell you what, I love it because, you know, you go to the show, you know, you get your rock and roll in, you know, have a Bloody Mary or two before the show, you know, get to the show, see some people, hang out for the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, you're done, you're ready for dinner. Get the steak and lobster tail out.
Ooh, I'm going to hold off on what I think because that way I can chime in if we get some folks on Facebook or some callers that want to talk about this. Let's keep this going. It's a fascinating discussion.
You know, Molly from The Civil Engineer, she's here to talk about her bookstore. We'll ask her opinion about that, too.
Good.
844-967-2789. These guys are playing with The Mascot Theory up in Minneapolis. Check them out. I love this band, too. America's Scarecrows on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brooding yourself crazy is no way.
original local music from Wisconsin. Sometimes we play bands from Minnesota, too. That was American Scarecrow's Broken Bones and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio. What do you think about the early matinee shows? You like that early rock and roll? Maybe go to the High Noon or maybe the Rooster for some blues or Cargo for some folk music? Wherever. Do you like the matinee shows? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry, I got to tell you, I'm a fan. I want more.
You know, one of my favorite time periods, I think, especially in recent days, was an early evening show at Red Rooster. I think it started at like 5 maybe, but then we were done by 8. And yeah. So again, it's that, you know, get in, get out, get home, get some rest, and then it's Monday. But at least you're, you know, bringing Monday in with a really fun Sunday.
I got to tell you, I'm not old, but sometimes I feel old.
Well, I get that.
You know, yeah. You know, part of the reasons why, you know, Maxine Kevy is pre-recorded for the show is because I can't stay up until midnight. It's really hard.
The truth comes out.
I can do it, but it's hard.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the High Noon is also doing this summer patio shows.
Yeah.
And those are like 5 to 7 or 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, band goes out there, plays 2 sets. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great time. Mm. And I would go to one of those shows, too. I mean, 5:30 to 7:30, hang out on the patio outside, Madison, seeing a band.
Yep.
Sounds great to me.
What time was the show you went to recently, Jimmy K?
Oh,
that was 2:30.
Doors at noon.
Oh,
show
noon.
At 1.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Yeah, first band is at 1.
Whoa.
Yeah, you do like probably 45, 50 minute sets. Yeah. So, like when we did our show, there was 3 bands, and it was all done.
But
by
how?
4:30
okay, so
or 5
we
or
are very lucky. We have Molly Fish here from the Civil Engineers. She has a whole different reason to talk to us tonight about a really cool, delicious, amazing project. But let's ask her, as a musician, can you get hyped up for those super early shows?
I have strong feelings about this, actually.
Ooh,
in that
okay,
I am also not an older person, just like you folks. However, I can get a lot more hype at 1 in the afternoon than I can at 1 in the morning.
Amen.
So I think there's a spectrum.
Okay.
And so like I love like an 8 p.m. show, and then the bands are all done by 11. Like, that's kind of my later vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love an afternoon show. In fact, those patio shows at the High Noon that you were talking about, Rocker, I've done those, and I've been to them, and I think during COVID they did a lot of them even more, and so fun. I love an afternoon show.
Okay.
844-967-2789.
Good excuse to day drink.
89. Exactly. You have a couple of Bloody Marys.
That was Molly saying that, not me. That was Molly.
I'm saying it too.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'll do it, but I'm just not going to say it.
Oh, man. You know, Lake City Books is a new store opening in Madison on April 22nd. It's the dream of Civic Engineers singer Molly Fish, who is set to turn dreams into reality. And here in the studio to tell us about this new fabulous bookstore is creator Molly Fish. Molly, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Yay! Thanks for having me back.
We love Molly. Molly's a friend.
Just a quick note. The last time we saw Molly was on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
At the spaceship for that wonderful, magical night.
Oh, so magical.
That was a great time. Thank you for doing it. The archive is up on thespaceship.tv, too. You can watch it.
So good.
It's still there.
It'll never leave.
The spaceship has landed.
Oh, gosh.
Molly, Lake City Books opens April 22nd,
yes.
And this dream didn't happen last night. Tell us a little bit about becoming an entrepreneur and turning a dream into reality.
I would love to. I have always loved books, worked in bookshops my whole life. One of my first jobs was at the university bookstore downtown. And I actually worked for a small family-owned business chain of bookstores in Chicago when I moved down there for a while. So I fell in love with small business. I got to learn a lot. I got mentored there by some of the family business owners. And as I was moving back to Madison, I kind of was leaning towards, ooh, am I going to go back to business school? Am I going to get a job? And then Epic happened and I got a job offer and I thought, I should, you know, save up some money and then I can really build my own business. And that's what I did. I did end up staying at Epic a little longer than expected because of, you know, the pandemic and other reasons. But I finally jumped off that cliff and
That's a
now
huge,
I'm here.
That's a huge cliff.
That's a huge cliff.
Well, it is. It's a leap of big faith.
Well,
wow.
And I did kind of take like a half jump where I quit Epic to help open a different bookstore. Yes. And that was Leopold's, which shout out to Leopold's Books Bar Cafe on Regent Street.
That's going well.
So it's going really well. Mm-hmm. They are blowing up as they should. And it's a really great bar. And it has a great bookstore, which yours truly helped create. But, you know, that was ultimately someone else's thing, and I wanted to be the big boss lady, you know? I got the skills.
Yeah!
I got the skills to pay the bills all on my own, so I decided to go do it on my own.
I like that. You guys, watch out for the boss ladies.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Oh, now they say nothing.
You scared them into silence.
Wow.
I'm just standing back here being obedient.
Oh, jeez. Okay, soft opening coming up.
Yes, very soft. Oh, quiet okay. As a cricket. No, that's fine. I'm happy to talk about it. Opening scheduled April 22nd and 23rd. That whole weekend, I'm going to have specials. I'm going to have little freebies. We're going to give away discounts if you go to the Children's Museum that day. So trying to help bring those families over to check out the bookstore. And, you know, balloons out front, the whole spiel. But beforehand, you know, in the week or so beforehand, especially starting next Saturday the 15th, which is the first farmers market, I will probably be, you know, quietly open. Maybe the door will be unlocked some of the time. And if you pulled on the door, maybe you could come in and shop for some books. So TBD on that. But definitely April 22nd. And from there on, you will find me at the bookstore.
You know what they say in retail and having a successful retail place? Location, location, location. You're right on the square.
Oh, yeah. Man. It is the location. It is right across from the Children's Museum. It's right off of the square. It's a beautiful spot. It's at 107 North Hamilton Street. So it's also got Bradbury's, fantastic coffee shop on the corner.
Yeah,
right around the corner from the Old Fashioned. You're getting lunch there, dinner there.
Yeah.
It's just right around the corner from the Bartell as well, which...
is that bagel place still there?
Yeah, Gotham.
Oh, I love
right around
Gotham's.
The corner. Exactly. Yeah. So there's tons of great stuff nearby and hoping to get a lot of foot traffic this summer.
I want to ask you because, you know, right before you came on air with us, we were talking about so many of the bigger bookstores we have seen go. They're done. They're gone.
Yeah.
A five-story, I'm just going to say Barnes & Noble in the middle of New York City. One of our favorites to wander for the entire day. Gone. Five stories. So when you think about that and then Amazon and all these other things, how do you compete? And what do you want people to feel when they come to see you instead of sitting online and ordering stuff?
Yeah, it's a great question. And there's actually been a big bounce back of those indie bookstores with the bigger box stores closing. However, I will say Barnes & Noble has kind of been turning it around. They have a new direction where they are allowing each individual location to really control it and make it more like an indie bookstore so they control their inventory. I think that's why you see the bigger, crazy-sized five-story Barnes & Nobles closing, but the smaller ones or suburban ones are doing pretty well still. But indie bookstores in general have bounced back a lot due to COVID. And I think people realizing we have to support our independent bookstores and shop local. And so a lot of stores had really big campaigns to help them capture their community by doing a lot of online business and like local pickup, local delivery. And so, yeah, it was, I think community is important. I think in Madison in particular, people support local business. We are a literary smart community. We can support multiple independent bookstores. We're going to have plenty of people. I already know people banging down the doors trying to get in and get some books. So I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be really successful. And especially in the location, there's going to be people from out of town, tourists, people come down there for, you know, art fair on the square, concert on the square, all those events. So I think it's easy to compete because who doesn't want to browse through a bookstore? There's just something about that feeling, and we were talking about that too.
Yes.
It's different than clicking a book in your Kindle or on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to go there and feel good, and I'll have really great curated books, new and used, so you got to come check it out in person.
Are you going to have Star Wars books there?
Sure.
I'm there.
Whatever. Make a note to yourself right now. Order Star Wars books.
Okay. That's right.
Now we know.
For Rocker. Got to get some Star Wars books. Okay. Yep. By the time I open, I'll have Star Wars books.
That's your curated shelf, Rocker.
Hey, Rocker's curated shelf.
Yep.
Star Wars.
I'm going to cross streams just real quick. You know, the first day of summer is June 21st, right? And Make Music Madison happens that day. maybe your bookstore could be a venue.
Oh, already signed up.
Oh,
I'm on board.
Yes.
I know. I'm looking to book some like smaller groups to be in the store for sure, because I love Make Music Madison.
Oh, that is so great to hear.
There it is.
Yes.
Molly, congratulations.
Oh,
thank you.
Gosh.
Thank you, guys. You're
We're
such
like
great
proud.
Supporters.
Mom, sisters and brothers. Yay. And moms and dads and all of that. Yeah.
Give it one more, just the quick elevator pitch, where you are. When you open.
Yeah.
Yes. Lake City Books opening April 22nd, 107 North Hamilton Street, right off of the square. We're going to be open 5 or 6 days a week. Not quite sure yet, but you can check it out on our website, lakecitybooks.com. Also, all our social media is on there. You can look at videos and pictures of me setting up the store. So, yeah, check it out. I hope everyone will come out and support local business. And thank you guys so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you so God. Much.
You,
come
Molly.
Back again,
thank
please.
Thank you.
Always. All right, we'll be right back. We got Sean Michael Dargan in the Devil's Lair. That's coming up just a couple minutes. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
I am your name. No, I meant I'm Art Paul. Improvised comment here. Hi, you guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
CBS News Brief. John Rahm has won the Masters at Augusta National, finishing at 12 under par. The moment he wins it on CBS.
Oh, yes. Some major style points. Now he knows he's got it.
In Rome, the Pope delivered Easter Mass to thousands of people at St. Peter's Square. He spoke through an interpreter.
Help the beloved Ukrainian people on their journey towards peace and shed the light of Easter upon the people of Russia.
The federal government's now appealing a ruling in Texas that could affect access to abortion medication, mifepristone. CBS's Skylar Henry.
In addition to concerns about what the Texas judge's decision could mean for women's health, the Biden administration also says it undermines the FDA approval process, which could impact other drugs that don't have anything to do with abortions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hi, this is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're drinking Sunny D, and you check your shades, getting off on a lawn chair, knowing what I had to say. Digs in our each other's punching bag. How long can we go this way? Baby, pull the pin from the grenade. We're way too addicted to the love, hate, tears and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. Hey! Well, I was shooting trash whiskey from a red Solo cup, just to numb the abuse. Don't you think we've had enough? Talk about how long can we go this way? It's way too hard to call the game. Way too addicted to the love, hate, tears and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever.
Let's all jump in, vibrate it high, and push your bottom to 10. You come on in, see you best believe, work starts today, so roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid, what you best believe. Before you see now, but you want it, you got it. Got digging inside ya, got burning desire. Ignite your internal fire. Sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat, and I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat, and I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky, and so unique. God made you funky, and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire.
internal fire. That's Adem Tesfaye on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I love the new Adem Tesfaye. It's so good. Before that, we heard some brand new Newski. If we're going to break up, let's make it take forever, please. That's featuring Miles Nielsen.
Nice.
Sorry, Terry, I had you turned down there. My apologies.
No, it's okay. It made me laugh. I love that.
Yeah, it's a great combo. Newski had his CD release show last night in Milwaukee.
Good for him.
And
yeah.
I want Newski to come here to Madison to play in the Devil's Lair for us. Putting that out there right now.
Putting it out to the universe. Hopefully he will hear and join us.
Yeah, he won't come.
Jimmy K.
No, I'm just saying he
is a busy guy.
He's a
musician.
He's a professional guy. He makes his money on Saturday nights. So
it is true.
Hey, we're going to be at the Wisco next Saturday night. Talk about making our money there. I don't know how that transition happened, but
that wasn't bad.
Forget about it. We're going to do live radio at the Wisco next Saturday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. Come down and join us, please. And then we have live music, Terry, from Wizard Hammer.
You're going back to the last one already.
Ironplow and Carbellion. Oh my god, it's gonna be a great time. Hope you come out.
Now wait, Wisco. You have an interview coming up with Wizard Hammer at 10:30 tonight.
We do during Max and Kevin.
There you go.
Yep.
Get a little taste of that before next Saturday.
Absolutely. So that's gonna be that's Max and Kevin starting at 10 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. But who's coming up next?
Well, we got Shawn Michael Dargan queued up, sound checked, and ready to go live in the Devil's Lair.
It's going
to
be so good. Oh, see? It's real. It's live.
We have guitar. Here, I can actually turn that on.
Oh, it is so real and live. I love it.
Yeah. No, I guess I can. All right. So 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to ask Shawn a question during the interview. Also, last chance to tell us what you think of those matinee shows. I think we're going to see more. I predict there's going to be more matinee shows here in Madison. And I think, you know, obviously, like, during the summertime, Terry, I mean, outdoor music on the patio somewhere, drinking some wine.
You know what it allows people to do, too, is hit more than one show in an afternoon or evening.
Exactly.
You know, stack the shows and go, okay, at noon, like the show you went to, I'm going to hit that show at noon, and then by 3, I'm going to be at this show, and then maybe by 6, I can make the third show. And I know some people who do this. I know you know these people, too.
This is triple dipping.
It's amazing.
It's like a triple dip of shows.
And imagine how happy they are when they go home after that triple dip of music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that. It's fun to do that, to go out and, you know, see friends and whatever, but you know, I like to sit down. I like to listen to the music, have a couple beverages. You don't want me driving around after that, you know?
Yeah. So, absolutely.
844-967-2789. What do you think of those matinee shows? Love to hear your opinion of it. And it's going to happen. I can feel it. If anything, I'll book the show myself, you know, with Sunspot.
Oh, there you go.
Featuring Sunspot doing their brand new song, Spend the Night.
I'll meet you there.
Live at the Devil's Lair is coming up shortly. Max Inc. Radio, we are, and you are, local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Thank you.
never healed. We'll see what the ones reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charonzo bowl. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC